Grace, mercy, and peace are indeed yours from God your Father and your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, have you started to suffer yet? Greek students, are you beginning to wonder why you didn't learn better study habits while in college? Are the daily quizzes getting to you? Are you confusing the indicative with the subjunctive, or perhaps just can't remember which prepositions take the accusative and which take the dative? Latin students, are you waking up in the middle of the night shouting, amo, amas, amat? Graduate students in the intensives, do you yet feel overwhelmed and overburdened by the tremendous amount of reading? Christ Academy students, how do you like the narrow beds? How many times have you called home so far? Are you a little homesick? And finally, summer session two students, do you feel yet the pinch of trying to compress a whole full 10-week course into a little more than 3 weeks? Indeed, if any of you is not suffering yet, perhaps this litany of suffering will bring on the real thing. But suffering, even in these trivial forms, is not a surprise, is it? No, our lives are filled with suffering. Suffering over relationships gone sour, whether with a friend, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, parents, or others. Suffering over our own physical appearance, whether we are too large, too small, too thin, too fat, suffering over how many pimples we have and where they are located. We also suffer over our own lack of abilities, our own inabilities, whether they are academic inabilities, interpersonal inabilities, athletic inabilities, or whatever. We need only to look around our own seminary community to see suffering in action. The families of two emeritus professors are at this time grieving their deaths. Two students lost their fathers during this past week. Last week, a student was also diagnosed with terminal malignant melanoma that had spread to his internal organs. Well, are you suffering yet? Why, of course you are, in one form or another, because you are a human being, a son or daughter of Adam, and you have inherited from Adam his fallen nature. In the words of one folk theologian, and I stress the word folk, Adam was a, quote, crabby Appleton, rotten to the core. There is nothing that you and I can do about that on our own and apart from Christ. We ourselves are rotten to the core. You bear the sufferings of being human. I bear those same sufferings, and also the special sufferings that God allows to come our way to test and strengthen our faith. Now, I have quizzed you this morning about your present state of suffering because it was to the suffering churches in Asia Minor that St. Peter wrote his epistles. The Christians in those places, both Jews and Gentiles, had to meet in secret in house churches. If anyone were discovered to be a Christian, he would lose not only his job, position in society, but also perhaps his family and his own life. Now that is true suffering. In magnificent understatement, Peter says in verse 6, just preceding our text, "Now for a little while it is necessary that you be grieved by various trials." These same sufferings, severe ones, happen today too, but often in faraway places unknown to us. Pick up a copy when you're in the library sometime of the magazine entitled The Voice of the Martyrs, The Voice of the Martyrs, if you want to see what true Christian suffering is all about. The latest issue depicts one man who is leading an underground house church in Asia. He is shown, depicted, without his arms after the government of China cut them off so that he would never hold a Bible again. Incidentally, Voice of the Martyrs was started by a pastor named Wormbrand, a Missouri Synod pastor, who was imprisoned in Romania for many years, who is now deceased, and unfortunately the magazine is no longer Lutheran. St. Peter goes on in our text to give great hope and great encouragement right in the middle of all of the trials and sufferings that we've just described. And that great hope is the same hope that you have and that I have right now today. Peter says that right in the middle of our trials and sufferings, we rejoice with an inexpressible joy filled with glory. He says that right in the middle of those trials and sufferings, we are given the gift of a continuing faith and true love for God. He says that right in the middle of those trials and sufferings, we continue to receive the good news of Christ from those whom the Holy Spirit sent to proclaim the word. In other words, the preachers and teachers of the church. He says that right in the midst, in the middle of our trials and our sufferings, we receive the very gospel to which all of the Old Testament prophets spoke. And finally, St. Peter says that all of the hope, all of the comfort, all of the support that we need for times of trial and suffering come directly from Christ's suffering itself. For although Jesus Christ appeared like the all-time loser on the cross, and although it looked to human eyes as if his death was utterly meaningless, his death indeed produced the subsequent glories which St. Peter speaks of in our text. The subsequent glories coming and flowing from Christ, like the forgiveness of sins, eternal life, body and blood for you to eat and to drink, the certainty of who we are as baptized believers in our Lord Jesus. And indeed, those wonderful subsequent glories are what sustain us today, even in the midst of and right through the sufferings and trials and troubles that we have in life. Now, no one likes suffering. No one likes trials. If I asked for a line to form to receive some infliction and bodily pain and great physical trials and sufferings, I think it would form headed toward the exit. But on the other hand, the Lord does bring crosses for us to bear. We don't need to seek them. They will come our way. It's just that when the crosses come our way, we remember that they have been conquered once and for all in Jesus Christ, and that He continues to bear our burdens, our troubles, our afflictions, our sorrows, as we live and move and have our being in Him and in Him alone. So then, by the Spirit's action, may you see the blessings of Christ, even in the midst of your personal sufferings. In the name of the chief sufferer and the chief burden bearer, Jesus Christ, Amen.